in fifth position.
A Ballet 2 dance class is about to get underway in the basement of Rockwell Hall. A diverse group of dancers line up against a ballet bar, listening to their teacher's instructions. In the very front is second-year student Colin Curtihy of Long Island. Dressed in a black leotard, he wore some pink lipstick and eye makeup. From what we've learned, Curtihy is the first male student in the school's history to dance on point. Curtihy has had a passion for ballet since about the age of six.
I actually went and saw Black Swan, which is near and dear to my heart. And I just remember after the show, I was like, Mom, can I have that ballerina Barbie? She's like, absolutely, yeah, let's get you that. We go to Target, get the ballerina Barbie. I'm home for the next, 3 years playing with this Barbie. And ever since then, I've just looked at it as such an art and such a beautiful quality that a dancer could have.
He transferred from SUNY Potsdam, feeling the school wasn't a suitable fit for him.
I feel like at Potsdam, because of its rural aspect and how secluded it was very close-minded. Whereas here, it's a smaller New York City, so it's more open and more accepting and more allowing of differences.
How do you identify yourself?
I identify as a gender-fluid male, I guess.
Gender-fluid is defined as someone who feels a mix of two genders, but it does not relate to sexual orientation. Classmates are very accepting of Curtihy. Letitia Butler is a junior from New York City.
The first thing I've thought of when I've seen him on point is, wow, I haven't seen other guys on point before, granted, but I can be there too as well, and I'm a female. No one would question me being on point.
Butler compliments her school's diversity. She was disappointed Curtihy didn't feel comfortable in a rural campus setting.
Why are there still places that are so rural that feels that they cannot accept someone because they're different?
What has been exciting for me about having Colin participate is that in Ballet 2, we're stepping outside of the traditional classical storybook ballets. We're exploring now a little bit of what companies are doing, contemporary companies are doing.
Joy Garino is associate professor in the dance and theater department. She teaches the Ballet 2 class.
Our urban campus supports the diversity that we have here. This is my very small Ballet 2 class, as you can see, and we have a mix of genders, races, ages, and I'm really proud of that. All of my classes are like that. And so by having Colin in class, it's really kind of been a visual aid for me.
But he's the first one who ever asked.
Anthony Chase is assistant dean of the School of Arts and Humanities. He says the college supports diversity of every kind.
Some kinds of diversity you can see, and sometimes you cannot. Looking at this class, I don't know who's from Buffalo and who's from the farm country. Put yourself in places where you invite more success. And I think that our students may not realize the diversity that they benefit from.
This school is very diverse. In the school, I would not worry about how other people will see me.
Eddie Diaz is a junior from New York City. He's ready to follow Curtihy's lead.
I told him so many times, I just want to be you. I want to be like that. I want to do that. I just envy him at some point that he's doing what I want to do. He's on point. He has his own strength and power.
One by one, the entire dance class voiced their acceptance. Molly Taylor of Kenmore noted dance is an art form that should not be pressured to conform.
If no one had ever stepped away from certain standards, we would still all be in high heels doing the court dances of old. And, modern dance would have never developed as a form like all these other things. Someone took their shoes off and did it, and it became this whole other branch of dance.
Students are inspired to see Curtihy express himself. Caitlin Lillis of Clarence has danced professionally with the Orlando Ballet. She said she's witnessed some males using point choose to strengthen their dance work, but never before took a class with someone on points.
He's a leader, and we need more of them, because if we had more people like him, I think it would have changed over quicker.
Curtihy says he's working with the college's Gender and Sexuality Alliance to promote gender-neutral housing on campus.
Honestly, the only downfall that I really do see within the SUNY systems is that we don't have as many gender-neutral portions of the school. We don't have gender-neutral housing. We don't have gender-neutral bathrooms.
Classmate Evan Frazier is proud to see Kurtahi break down barriers.
I love that Colin's here. He brings a great energy to the classroom, and he makes everyone else excited about dancing. It's very inspirational. Seeing him take certain things out of a box and expanding on it, it's really great.
Kurtahi calls Buff State amazing with many opportunities. He tells WBFO News it's his future hope to dance on cruise ships to explore the world and continue doing what he loves to do.
What is your message to people when they look at you and either question who you are and what you want to be in life?
Just be who you are. Accept yourself, accept others, and live.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.